Hello, Bill Caskey on one of our little advanced selling podcast vignettes. And the whole idea with this is that we want to take some topics that we feel are important and things that are vital, but don't maybe require an entire podcast, and give you some thoughts. I had a call from one of my engineering clients the other day, and their question was, how do we do an effective job at this dog and pony show? You know, a lot of you get invited in to do these capabilities presentations, and sometimes they're just general capabilities presentations. Sometimes they're for a specific project that your customer has. But I know that sometimes it can be an uncomfortable position where you're paraded up in the front of the room, and you know that just the hour previous, your competitor was up there, and the next hour, another competitor is going to be there. And so I came up with six or seven things that I think are important when you do these kinds of things. And this sort of comes from a counterintuitive standpoint, which, as you might suspect, that's where we end up on some of these things. I just know that I don't like this thing where you get up in front of people and try to convince them you're better than everybody else. I think everybody starts to sound the same when you do that. And the last thing you want, if you're going to be one of four or five people pitching or presenting or whatever you want to call it, the last thing you want is to look and act like everybody else. So here are the five things. Actually, I've got five, then I've got a little bonus for you at the end. Number one, show, don't tell. And the idea here is that a picture is worth a thousand words, and stories of your success and how customers have benefited by doing business with you are much more important and exciting and relevant than you claiming how good you are. And I know that's a fine line, and some of you advertising people will argue with me on that, but I got to tell you, I always use the example that 60 Minutes is the longest running television show on TV right now, 40 some years. Don Hewitt created it, and of course, Don just died here a few months ago in 2009. But what is 60 Minutes? It's just a bunch of stories. It's stories about people, about their circumstances, about their lot in life, about their failures and success. And that's what your presentation should be about. You should at least tell two or three stories of clients who had a problem, they came to you, and you helped them conquer, overcome, or get to their next level. Number two, use check marks to denote relevant things. You know, when I watch people go through their PowerPoint slides and all the slideshows they do when they do these presentations, they put so much text on each slide. And I went through this the other day with a client, and there was so much. There were hundreds of words on a slide, and I think the rule is 3 to 5 words, but I know it's very difficult to get down to 3 or 5 words. But what you can do is at least check mark the relevant things. So one of my clients said, well, I want the customer to know that we do all these things. And I said, okay, well, let them know you do all those things, but check the things that are most relevant to their situation, their circumstance in the moment today. So just use little check marks to denote those. Number three, tell people what you're up to up front. Tell people, look, thanks for inviting me in today. Let me tell you how I've structured this presentation and why I've structured it this way. It's my belief that the last thing you need is me telling you how great I am, so I'm not going to do that today. Instead, I'm going to tell you some stories. I'm going to show you some customers that have had some success with some of our thinking and our solutions. Then at the end, we can talk about whether any of this makes sense to you. In other words, give them insight into your thinking. Stop this dog and pony pitch and present, convince and persuade. It just makes no sense. It just makes you look like all the rest of the folks out there. Number four, don't sell. I like presentations that give me insight into your ability to think about problems. Let me say that again. I don't want to know what you do. I want to know how you think. How do you look at a problem like I have and take it to a deeper level of understanding so that you can then craft a solution that actually solves the problem? And the only way I'm going to know that is to know how you think. So if you're an ad agency and you go in and a customer wants more customers, help them see how you think about the approach to the problem, not just what you would do. So don't talk about tactics. Talk about your strategy and your thinking behind the strategy. And number five, give me insight into how you're going to avoid problems. You know, a study came out here a few years ago that said that 60% of the IT solutions were either over budget or over time. So I suspect that very few IT solution providers would ever acknowledge that to a customer. But yet it's a fact. And so if there's an elephant in the room, and if it's some kind of problems that could be anticipated on the job or on the project or in the relationship, bring them up. Because every customer knows there's going to be problems. And if you bring them up and talk about any systems or procedures you have created to help avoid those, or if they come up, fix them, I think you're going to be a much more believable source than if you say to the customer or prospect, you know what, we very seldom have any problems at all when we implement these kinds of things. That's BS. People know that. And so it's better, I think, to bring it up and talk about how you can help people avoid inconveniences and how you have created processes to avoid those. And that's why I like any kind of a top 10 problems list. You know, our research has shown there's five major issues when you get ready to bring on a vendor like us or do a project like this. Tell them what you've found in your research are the top 5, 7, 10, whatever, things that can go wrong. And then you can spend a little bit of time on each one saying, here's how we hope to mitigate this. I can't promise you we're never going to have any problem with it, but here's how we're going to mitigate it or reduce the likelihood. So I hope that helps. That's just a quick five-point tip sheet on how to make a presentation when you're up there in front of people and doing this capabilities presentation. The sixth and the bonus thing here that we didn't talk about and don't have much time to do today, we might address in a future podcast, is this idea of write a book, be an expert. When you go in to do a presentation, I think it's much more inviting if you can say, here's a paper that I just wrote, or here's a white paper that I co-authored with another person, or here are the top 10 problems that companies like you have when they get ready to decide certain things like this, or here's a video that I did recently, or here's a CD that where I interview industry expert on some of the biggest issues facing people like you. Be an expert. Publish a book. Write an article. Be someone different than the next five salespeople in who have never written anything since English comp class in high school. So at least, or go out and hire somebody to write these things. It's pretty cheap to find copywriters. They're a lot of amount of work, and they're really good, most of them. So anyway, the point is that be an expert. When you get there and show up, bring something of value, not just a pitch. This is Bill Caskey. Brian Neal will probably do the next one. Thanks for joining us on this little Advanced Selling Podcast vignette.